Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's the 13th of April. Yeah, the 13th and a Monday. How a beautiful combination that is. 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. So we take the combination of Mark Zuckerberg and you blend that with Google, and what do you get? You get an Amazon Web Service that's smart enough to make its own predictions. Okay. Amazon has launched a machine learning feature for web services that lets developers use the computer intelligence to make predictions. So now you get to be lazy. You don't have to shift through all the data yourself. You don't have to fine-tune those algorithms. You just let Amazon servers go through all that info and create predictions all by itself. Amazon is saying its new prediction automated computer is so good that it took 20 minutes to solve a problem, which actually before took about 45 days. This could be used in things like games that can actually anticipate what you'd like to play next, and stores that are better at taking feedback and suggesting things to buy. Like, I don't know, Amazon. Maybe they should rename this thing. Just call it Amazon's Big Brother. Game of Thrones fans, have you already seen the new episode? Or let's put it this way, have you already seen the 4 new episodes? Well, you dirty little people, you. That means you've been on the torrents over the weekend. Yes, 4 episodes. The first 4 episodes of Season 5 of Game of Thrones has leaked online, even though the premiere for the first episode is today. Now, according to Torrent Freak, the leaks are actually only in standard definition, which probably means they actually came from a review screener. Of course, if you didn't know this, Game of Thrones is actually the most pirated show of all time, which is one reason why HBO decided to launch its HBO Now in hoping to actually curb that piracy. Funny enough, though, as we dig deeper into why these things leaked, it has a lot to do with the price of HBO Now. Basically, pirates saying that, $15, it's a little too expensive, so take that, HBO. As for those that did download those things, don't tell me any spoilers. I still haven't seen the first episode yet, because I want to enjoy it legally and in high definition. Thank you very much, you game of pirates. Bye-bye, so long, farewell to iPhoto and Aperture. Yeah, they're gone. Yes, it is the end of an era with the release of OS X 10.10.3. Apple has introduced the Photos app, and it's been specifically designed to replace both iPhoto and Aperture for managing photos and videos in your Mac. Personally, I'm not too happy about it. I was kind of happy with iPhoto and Aperture, to be honest. And for those of you that are not happy about it, just like me, Apple has posted a quick start guide explaining the iCloud photo library and Time Machine backup strategies. I've had a little play with it. It's okay. I still like it the other way better. Hey, and when iCloud goes down, we're going to have a whole lot of fun with this, aren't we? We mentioned last week, I believe it was at Stanford University, they're developing those new batteries. You can drill right through and they charge in like 1 minute. Well, Google seems to want to do one better than that. The Google X Lab is working on batteries that supposedly are going to last longer. Yeah, that's kind of actually what we really need. According to the Wall Street Journal, even though the company has not confirmed anything yet, Dr. Ramshi Baraji, yeah, I can't really say his name, so let's just not offend him anymore, okay, started testing Google devices' power sources. Now that he's been there already 4 years, he's hard at work trying to better improve our battery life. They're attempting to kind of come up with a solid-state battery tech that's financially feasible to mass-produce for consumer products. Dr. is also developing tech for the glass division as we speak, too. Now, chances are we're probably going to be waiting for a few years on this, but what we got to do, we got to stay positive and don't be negative, okay? You get it? Yeah, it's a really crappy joke. And finally, Ubedubers back in the news again, and this time it has to do with, well, actually going back to a bit of an old story about Uber self-driving cars. I guess they figure since everybody else is making them, we can make them too, right? Earlier this year, as in January, Uber did open up a research lab in Pittsburgh to focus on robotic vehicles, but now we got a better sense of what they're up to over there. Looks like a bunch of job postings have been spotted by IDG News and revealed kind of what's going on over there at that facility. They want jobs that focus on research for machine learning, along with traffic simulation and app development. They're also looking for people in the Pittsburgh area, actually, for experience in robotics motion planning. They're also looking for technicians that are also very much experienced in designing and building cars. Now, before I keep going on, and this sounds like an ad in the newspaper, does it really sound like they're trying to build a self-driving car? It sounds to me more like they're trying to build a transformer. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry, not a whole lot of great tech news that happened over the weekend. I guess other people were just enjoying their weekend, so they didn't feel the need to post anything on the winterwebs. But we will be back tomorrow, hopefully with a little bit more tech news in your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show to get you caught up on what will happen in the next 24 hours of technology news. Until then, I know it's Monday, so do your best to enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you so much for listening. Come on, register.co.uk. Come on, register.co.uk. Your website takes all day to load. It's so damn slow.